It's Wake Up with Anthony Tilley across the Central Wheatbelt. It's time to get our eye on the future with business futurist Morris Misolowski. How are you, Morris?
I'm terrific, Anthony.
They got a couple of rippers for us today. First of all, the launch of Facebook Live. How important is it to have live Facebook?
I don't think at the moment it's particularly important, but I think looking back, it'll be one of the things that is a seminal moment. Facebook up until now has been very much about words. It's been about pictures. But what we're moving to is a world that really enjoys the moving picture. Lots of YouTube, lots of Vine and Periscope, which are Twitter's type approach to the visual. And Facebook's moving into that space.
Now, the other thing I was going to ask you about too was the ability with Oculus Rift, social trivia, we can meet our mates in virtual reality or virtual reality space.
Yeah, so this follows on from Facebook. Oculus Rift is owned by Mark Zuckerberg. He bought it for a lazy $2 billion a couple of years ago. And this pushes in from that Facebook Live we just spoke about, that what Mark Zuckerberg sees is a future where not only will we go live, where we'll talk to our mates as we might do in YouTube, go behind the scenes with them in a very intimate way, but firstly, he thinks in the very foreseeable future, literally now, we'll buy an Oculus Rift headset, put it on, and we'll teleport ourselves into digital space, and we'll be able to meet our mates and meet all kinds of people and digitally walk around, play games with them. First-person shooter takes on a whole new perspective, as does going to meetings and talking to other people. So a whole new push from Facebook over the last week into how they think we're going to be engaging with people over the next 2, 3, 5 years.
It's all changing rapidly. We'll be back in the next few minutes. I want to talk to you, Mark, about... I want to talk to you, Morris, about the first food waste supermarket that's in Denmark. It's Radio West. It's Wake Up with Anthony Tilley across the Central Wheatbelt. We're back talking with business futurist Morris Misolowski. Morris, I wanted to ask you about Denmark's first food waste supermarket.
I love this one. We've just got to find a way to bring it to Australia. This is called WeFood, and it opened in Copenhagen last week. What their intent is to do is to take surplus product from supermarkets, those things they can't sell at the end of the day but still are edible, still have life in them, and also take surplus food from importers of citrus fruits, butchers, producers of organic fruits, all sorts of people who have more food than they can possibly sell or that are bought, and put them into a supermarket and then sell those items at a 30 to 50% discount.
Wow, that's incredible. Is that something that's going to move, do you think, into other parts of the world?
Tesco announced in the last month or so that they were going to trial something very similar with their product range. So again, it's those fruits at the end of the day that are a bit blemished that most people won't buy. The use-by date's a couple of days off, but it won't get purchased. It's those types of things Tesco is looking at. I think we really need to do better. We are wasting a lot of food that could be used just because we're being too prim and proper about its use-by date or its blemish. You know, in Denmark alone, they've said they're going to be able to save about 25% of food already just in the first couple of months. And France has already passed a law which has banned supermarkets from throwing away food that is near spoiled. So I'm hoping we can do it here. We've just got to give it a try.
Okay, now there's a cheaper way to get a diagnosis than your doctor.
Yeah, this is another one of these really interesting stories over the last week or so. We've seen artificial intelligence. We've spoken about it before. That's where computers can do some of the thinking for us. They're able to scour through all the medical records, literally what's happening up to the last second. And through IBM Watson, which is a mainframe computer, large hospitals around the world are starting to use this technology. Last week we saw a startup called Babylon coming out of the UK, not quite there yet, 6 months away from launching, that claims to have the same technology for £8.5, which is about $15 US. You'll be able to go into this app to speak to it, tell it what you think is wrong with you, give it your symptoms, I'm coughing, I'm sneezing, and it will be able to give you a prognosis and diagnosis.
That's incredible. Have you got a website where we can check out a little bit more on this, please, Morris?
Yeah, absolutely. So it's businessfuturist.com, or join me on Twitter or Facebook for really up-to-date information.
Great to talk with you. We look forward to catching up again soon. It's Radio West.